Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get up yesterday, a little debate about the 2024 quarterback class redrafting. I think Jeff Saturday was the only one, if you were going to redraft, taking Drake May number one overall. I think the rest of the cast there was taking Jaden Daniels. Dominique Foxworth, among others, were all taking Jaden Daniels. Look, I don't want to talk down about Jaden Daniels, who was incredible last year.
No, he's NFC great.
Title game.
Yeah.
He's been dinged up this year. He's an older prospect. And I don't even think at the height of Jaden Daniels' powers, he was playing as well as Drake May is right now.
In fact,
very few quarterbacks in the history of the league have ever played this well at their height. So Jaden Daniels went to an NFC title game. You can't take that away. And we'll see if Drake May even makes the playoffs, which I would expect. Our pal Susan called yesterday. She's skeptical if he even wins a playoff game ever. So if and when he does, we can really look at all these things. But it's not Drake May's fault to this point that he hasn't been able to get to the playoffs, win playoff games, go on a run.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the big thing for Jaden Daniels isn't the stats or the individual performance. It's all very good. It was that his team got to an NFC title game and he carried them there. I don't disagree with that.
He was awesome.
But if I were redrafting, I get a prospect who's 2 years younger and I've seen what the peak of his powers are, maybe not even the peak of his powers. I don't really think it should be a debate who's number one in the draft.
No, I think
if you redraft,
I think it's case closed. And I've changed my tune. It's not like I've been dug in on this the whole time. Like, I've seen enough of it now. If it was two or four good games for Drake May, you could be like, all right, you're really going to weigh that against the season of Jaden Daniels. It's now half a season, right? That's even take whatever you want from his rookie year. If you want to look at the highs and kind of, you know, highlight those or whatever, but just this 8-game stretch that he has had, that's enough for me to say, at the very least, he's the best from that draft class. Jaden Daniels, QB rating, not the most important stat in the world, but it is a stat. So Drake May is currently on a 7-game heater with 100 quarterback rating or more. Do you know how many times Jaden Daniels had 100 quarterback rating last season in a game?
4.
6.
Okay.
So he had a really good year.
Yeah.
But like, and it wasn't 6 in a row. It was just 6 total.
May's done it
7 in a row. So I'm going to say, like, he is playing, like, we're comparing him to Brady's 07 season. Like, let that sink in for a
second.
That's
the kind of heater he's on, right? Brady and 07.
So these guys on ESPN are having a hard time comparing Drake May to Jaden Daniels in 24. We're comparing him to Patrick Mahomes in 18, Aaron Rodgers in his MVP seasons. Like, that's the kind of run that he's on. And if you want to say, hey, maybe it won't last or whatever else, like, okay. But it's now a half a year for me. So I think Drake May is the clear-cut number one pick from that draft.
Me too.
Daniels would be two.
Thank you. I don't want to disrespect Jaden. Jaden Daniels is really good, and he'd be the clear-cut number two. But if I have the number one pick and I can redraft 2024, I don't even think all that hard about it. And by the way, one of the big fears with Drake May, we'll get to another one here in a moment that I don't think we know the answer to. But one of the big fears with Drake May, he's going to get himself hurt.
He's going to hit his head on the floor.
You don't think
he did that?
You don't think Jaden Daniels, play style wise, is in the same bucket? Never mind that now he's missed multiple instances of games this year with injuries.
Yeah.
Like he started the year, got hurt, came back, got hurt again.
Right.
So all your worst fears about Drake May are already happening with Jaden Daniels. They have not happened yet with Drake May.
What's he missed three games?
People are very, very, very fearful. This year,
Jaden Daniels missed three this year.
He had a similar game last year to what Drake May had last year.
He left
a game. I don't think he missed the start.
I think he made 17 starts. Yeah, he made 17 starts last year, but this year he has made five.
So the fear, the absolute Nana fears about Drake May getting himself hurt, they're actually happening with Jaden Daniels. So if you're worried about your quarterback getting hurt, you can't possibly look past that with Daniels. Never mind his frame and his play style.
Yeah.
If you're afraid Drake May with his frame and his play style is going to get hurt, you better have the same fears about Jaden Daniels. So no, Daniels is incredible. I would take him too. I wouldn't really have to think all that hard about it. But number one to me would be a fairly easy pick. It's Drake May, and I wouldn't really even debate it.
Yeah, I think that, and they both could be in your top 10 in the league.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's fair. And I think that's why there's been a handful of quarterback classes recently, 2018, 2020, and 2023, or 2024, I should say, where you're like, it's not just one guy, right? It's not just one stud quarterback. You might have a bunch. Although, if we were going to tier the quarterbacks that were drafted last year, May and Daniels are probably in the same tier.
The same tier, but now rank within that tier. I like to do that.
I know you do. So it turns into a power ranking as well. But I would go May 1, Daniels 2. Then I'd go a tier down, and then maybe that's where Bo Nix fits in. And then you go another tier down, and that might be my guy Caleb Williams.
Maybe.
And then another tier down, and that's where you get Michael Penis Jr., who you're going to see this weekend, I think. J.J. McCarthy, Spencer Rattler. Or maybe you even put a tier between, Williams and those guys. You know, they're starting to really separate themselves from the pack a little bit.
Text line here. That's actually not a bad top one surprise question for Hunter Henry. Put that one in your back pocket, Keith.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's also this one. Guys, how can you say...
I might use that one, actually.
That's a really good one, actually. Guys, how can you say it's not even a debate? Daniels has the same numbers with a better record. Nix is also riding a 5-game win streak, better record. Well, not this year. I mean, Drake May has the same record as Bo Nix this year.
No, Jaden Daniels as a starter is 2-3 this year.
Jaden Daniels right now has a losing record this year. Now, I think he's talking overall.
Oh, overall, yeah.
In the last 2 years, fine. I would just say again, I mean, Drake May, his ceiling seems way higher than those other two.
Yeah.
And he's younger than both of those two specifically. He's not much younger than J.J. McCarthy, or he's the same age as McCarthy. I think he's a little bit younger than Williams. Williams isn't an old prospect. Daniels and Nix were old prospects. May's 2 years younger than this guy. His ceiling already looks higher, and we may not have even fully seen it yet, which is crazy.
Wouldn't the same numbers with a better record mean that the Patriots as a team were overall worse?
Well, another texter, I was just going to bring this up, so I think that's a good question, Nick. Another texter said, well, Daniels had the way better supporting cast. I mean, I guess last year, but I don't think this year.
I mean, this year is...
I never thought he had, an incredible supporting cast last
year. He had Terry McLaurin.
Right.
That's kind of it.
Right.
And then this year, he hasn't even always had Terry McLaurin.
He's added Debo this year. If you're asking me who would I take out of his weapons, they added Tunsil. I guess I'd probably take
Daniels,
Washington.
Daniels finished...
But I don't think it's way better.
Last year, Daniels finished 7th in the MVP vote, but they give multiple votes now. So 11 total players got votes, and he was behind 5 other quarterbacks. So, he had a really, really good year, but we're talking about Drake May being, a MVP favorite, co-favorite, top 3 finisher right now. So his season this year is already off to a better start than Daniels was last year. Daniels was the runaway rookie of the year last year, but I don't know if he was ever truly in the MVP conversation. He was not having the Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, even Jared Goff season.
And I think the reason he got elevated, and he deserves this. I mean, if you do it on a big stage in the playoffs, you deserve to get elevated. But I think where he really took off in terms of the discussion about how good Jaden Daniels can be was when he took the Commanders to the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's where it really took off. Yeah. I don't think anybody was going nuts about his regular season, per se. I think that's where it really kicked into a higher gear. 617-779-7937. Ron is in Fall River. Get us started today, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Hello, guys. Man, I love Drake May. But y'all putting the guy in the Super Bowl, he been playing construction, guys.
We didn't put him in the Super Bowl.
Man.
Ron, we just said we...
He haven't played nobody yet.
What about the Browns defense?
Who?
The Buffalo Bills.
Brown, they ain't have a freaking offense. They beat the Packers.
But what about the Browns defense, though, Ron?
You take more on a defense to win.
Drake May doesn't face the Browns offense. He only faces their defense.
They can't put no points up. You got to put points up. When he faced
Drake
Miami
May
and Baltimore, Baltimore.
You seen Baltimore's defense?
When he go against Bowles' defense,
right.
When he go against Bowles' defense in Tampa, then you talk to me and you can say made it.
You talk to us. You call us.
Thank you.
You call us after the Tampa game either way,
and we'll talk then.
So now they haven't played anybody? So Drake May hasn't played anybody? The Buffalo Bills, are they not a good team?
No.
Well, they have to beat them twice.
I mean,
You got to beat the man.
If you want to say Drake May's played an easy schedule, you're right. But to say he's beaten no one isn't fair. They beat Buffalo, and he was the reason that it's not like he threw a bunch of picks in the game and the defense carried him to a win.
Yeah.
Like, he's the reason they won that game.
This guy obviously hasn't been watching the games, and that's fine. People are busy, but he says May isn't in the top five for MVP on the text line. Yeah. What are you smoking?
Take it up with DraftKings.
He might be top one.
I think he's third at DraftKings and FanDuel, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check those odds. But he's
who are the top
five
then? If he's not in the top five,
no, the we didn't have him in the Super Bowl. We just said if we redrafted 2024, we'd take him first. We didn't put him in the Super Bowl.
People hear what they want to hear.
We just said if you redrafted 2024, we'd take him first. We said nothing
Correct.
About the Super Bowl.
No.
Now, when we were talking about the trade deadline,
yeah.
We said I think they are a contender, and I think the window's wide open, but I didn't put him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Tom is in the car. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Dan.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just talking Drake
May. I'm just calling because I really wanted to call about the Patriots team this year. And really the point that I wanted to make was that when you looked last year at the Commanders and you were like, oh, my God, this is an amazing team, an amazing season. This year the Patriots are doing the same thing. They're eclipsing expectations wildly this year. So my question is, why wouldn't we make a big splash looking for a really impact player just like – the Commanders did last year. because next year is never guaranteed.
Who did the Commanders add as a big splash at the deadline last year?
I don't actually know.
Okay, well then, so yeah.
Now, they traded for Marshawn Lattimore, and that's basically it.
Oh, okay. So, no, that's a good one.
Good one, though.
That's a big splash. Okay, I just didn't remember. Thank you, Nick. So yeah. I thought he was about to say the opposite thing. I thought he was going to say, don't make a trade. Because look at the Commanders. They went to an NFC title game, and now they're 3-5. I thought he was going to say the opposite. He's saying capitalize on the window. I don't need them to add even a Marshawn Lattimore caliber player. I don't need them to give up their first or second round pick.
Yep.
But they should be giving up.
I wouldn't hate it.
No, I'd be fine with it. I'm just saying.
I want Breece Hall. Breece Hall's the guy I want.
That is not my demand. Is that your name?
Yeah, I want Breece Hall.
Oh.
Because I looked at, and he's not Christian McCaffrey, but the Niners traded for Christian McCaffrey a couple years ago in season, and then that was wild. It was like gangbusters, and it was like, what a different dynamic to the offense. And Drake May is playing so well, and his receivers are playing well, his tight ends are playing well, his running backs are way too inconsistent, and you see what Josh Allen...
And Stevenson wasn't there yesterday.
Stevenson's got a toe injury now, so either the fumbles or something... and now maybe an injury. Trayvon Henderson is coming off a good game, so I'm not trying to bench him. I would just like to add to that room. And you see how good James Cook is and how much that helps Josh Allen. The guy, if you get Breece Hall here, I think that would be amazing for Drake May.
Breece Hall, I mean, you should know.
He has to be available.
From Bill's final game, when Bill was in the ski mask, looking like Sub-Zero Belichick, Breece Hall ran all over you that game. Breece Hall is great in the passing game. So, no, I mean, Breece Hall would be a big-ticket ad, but I'm not against a big-ticket ad. I'm fine with it. I'm just saying
you don't have to.
My personal demand is just make an ad at a position of need. Running back, safety, edge rusher, wide receiver. Just use a day three pick on that. Don't just sell at the deadline. That's my only gripe. Yeah. That's really my only complaint. If you want to aim as high as Breece Hall or A.J. Brown or Trey Hendrickson or... Brian Thomas Jr., go for it. I'm not saying don't do it, but they can do less and I'll still be satisfied with the trade deadline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.